Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Ben and Skin Show at Tender and Frisco. Get on out here. Best barbecue, bar none, baby. Yeah, folks are nodding their head in approval as they walk by out here. This is on Preston Road, north of 121. It is on the east side of the street, and it is incredible. We've all just shoved delicious tender in our mouths during the breaks. We're all very satisfied. A lot of the Tolos that have come out are very happy as well. You can always text into the show on the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, 877-881-1053. I mean, there's always so much gold rolling in here, guys. For example, this guy said, I bet I can beat both Ben and Skin up at the same time. I bet you can too, buddy. I bet you can too. And then also a lot of people said that Jerry was talking about 20 million viewers on Sunday Night Football, which several people have texted that in.
Yeah.
The number 22 million, according to three or four different texts. So, yeah, by all means, you can always text into the show the AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text at 877-881-1053. We'll get into some of Broaddus's observations about this defense in the next segment, but KT, there's nothing more fun than audio from Mike Leach.
Yeah, Mike Leach was at it again. Now, I think what he's saying here in this press conference yesterday, it's a three-parter right here. I've got three clips.
Okay.
And he's talking about college head coaches maybe covering their mouths so you can't lip read what they say on TV, whether it be calling plays or just, you know, cursing or whatever it is. And he says that they should invest in football veils. Here's part one of a three... like veils, like a wedding veil, yes. You know, to cover your face.
Okay, so hold on a second. So he's talking about like the bride has, it's almost like a mosquito net.
Yes.
A decorative mosquito net, yes, over her face, and she can still see out, but it's through this white haze of the...
Yes.
All right. So he thinks that reading coaches' mouths and reading their lips is actually a problem?
He thinks it's very much a problem. Now, again, cut one is going to set you up. It gets weirder as it goes on, but here's kind of his base. This is kind of what he was, his core here.
And I get a kick out of it, but these same people that are covering their mouth up all the time, you know, like there's lip readers, because, you know, there's this, you know, America's always been this huge bastion of lip readers, you know, I mean, starting from kindergarten in some parts of this country. Children are raised to read lips. So that's why it's so necessary for coaches to constantly take their game plan or their script and cover up their mouth so you can't read their lips, thereby quickly telling the signal caller on, say, your defense what you read that their lips said, deciphering it, discovering what play it's going to be, aligning your defense accordingly so they can stuff that play and get after the offense and do all of that. Well, and maybe substitute so it's even more beneficial to you, and do all of that in 20 seconds. But, you know, that's the world we live in. As there's, you know, there's, everybody can read lips nowadays, and so they just adjust their defense or their offense around what they see you saying. So, you know, what they ought to do is just give these guys mouth covers. I ought to invent this. We ought to go together on this since you thought it up. But instead of like a Zorro mask that covers your eyes, we're going to just have one that covers the mouth, you see. And we could sell it to football coaches everywhere. You could have a deal where it kind of attaches on your ears, you know, kind of like eyeglasses, and hangs like right here like a veil. Not as exotic. We'd make it a little more studly and masculine. And it hangs like a veil because we don't want them to look like a belly dancer per se, but it looks like a veil. It hangs right here. And so then they don't have to constantly hold up their script. And then on that rare occasion they forget to hold up their script, Oh, my gosh, I forgot to hold up my script. They know everything we're going to do. And but we'll just have that veil right there, you see. And well, then you can talk to your heart's content. And then we could literally put these lip readers out of business, you see.
Okay. Oh, he is a genius.
He's actually right. But,
this is absurd. He is going down the most absurd path possible because he thinks it's stupid that people are doing this in the first place.
He's kidding.
He famously has an offense, though, that has like 15 plays, and they just go 14 right, and they just call it.
You realize he's just effing with
people. Oh, yeah, he's taking shots at all these other coaches, though. That's my favorite thing is he will take shots at every other coach, and I think that's kind of what he's doing. He's saying, you guys are all doing that. He goes, I don't need this big play sheet. I just call a number out, and we do it, and you throw it to where the open guy is. So I think it's pretty awesome. Now, he then goes into how should we color these veils? If you're going to have these veils, what color should they be?
But that's what I think we ought to do. We ought to have some football veils. And I don't believe they can execute and respond that quickly. And that's reinforced every year that we have spring football and just call plays and go ahead and run our offense. They run their defense. And then it's further reinforced every time we start camp, okay? But that being a concern, we need to get on the – we got 2 days to get one of those veils. And we could logo them up a little bit, you know, even something like favorite cartoon characters. We could even draw a mouth on there. We could, and I'll tell you this, those that are kind of into fashion, we could have a flesh-colored veil that, you know, has lips and teeth on it, but they just don't really move, you know? That's what I say. I think that'd be a brilliant idea.
Okay, so are you pulling this off the internet? Like, is this like a video conference that you think?
This is at his press conference.
No, I know, but my question is, I would assume there's at least 5 or 6 people there, right?
Oh, there's a bunch, yeah. There's probably 10 reporters
and
there.
And none of these people are laughing at this?
Well, one guy asked the question. There's one guy who kind of, as you were saying, we could go into business. It was the one reporter.
Right.
I think his name's Lawson or something.
Dude, I don't know how you could be sitting in this room and not laughing at this.
Right. I don't understand. Is it just they're scared because they're on the college level or they think he's serious or they think he's crazy?
He's
a genius. Yes. That is hilarious.
He's
doing stand-up comedy.
I think they're hypnotized. I think he had rocked him to sleep because if you got to think about it, what's surrounding this is 10 to 15 questions of football.
What was the first question?
He pitched the idea of covering their mouth. It was the reporter who did it because he was giving him credit. Because I saw it from some other girl, and she goes, I need to give credit for his name's, we'll just say his name's Gavin Lawson. And he goes, we need to give him credit because he's the one who asked the question.
But did he just ask the question about why guys are covering their mouths when they're doing plays?
I guess so. But I think maybe he knows that he can get one goofy question into Leach each week.
Right. You know he's going to, I mean, dude, it doesn't take much to wind him up. Just give him some topic and let him just start going to town.
But it's probably like for those reporters who they're on the clock, you know, when they're like at his press conference, it's probably annoying to them. Much like in that story where his quarterback meetings are like, God, don't ask a question. Can we just get out of here? Because once he starts going, he doesn't stop.
I would pay to go to those.
For those people working there, they're probably like, God, can this just end? I'd like to go see my family tonight.
Dude, Ben and I forgot to tell you guys this. When we went into the Berkner Hall of Fame, there was a guy who played line in the league. And he told a story about going to Texas Tech on a recruiting trip and then coming back and going, man, that guy only talked about his Pirates. I am not going to Texas Tech. He went on his recruiting trip and all Leach talked about was Pirates, and he was so confused he didn't want to go to Tech.
Now, do y'all want to hear him take some more shots at, a conference rival, like, I don't know, Oregon?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Up a Nike logo on there, too.
Could stick a logo on there. Oh, yeah. No, there'd be swooshes on those ones. In Oregon, they'd have swooshes on theirs. And, here, maybe we could get some cool cougar teeth, you know. A little bit of nose, some whiskers, you know. It'd be great.
So good.
It'd be great. God, he is a treasure.
He's fun. He's a lot of fun.
We should have him on every week.
I agree.
So we need to book Torrey Hunter every week and Coach Leach every week now.
Every day.
Daily, yeah.
Yep.
We wouldn't go to break on time, though, because it's hard to get him to stop. I got a text message I'd like to read for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Autoflex
oh, good.
Fan
please.
Text.
Text messages.
The 214. This guy says, for two guys that started at the bottom, worked real hard to move across the bottom, and ended up at the bottom, y'all turned my wife into a tolo.
Boom.
She drove my car and didn't turn the dial, and she laughed the whole time she was in the car. I can finally not have to fight with her to turn the station.
All right. I love it. Thank you.
I've been
it's
a fan for a long time. Love the content.
Love turning her out.
Yeah, turn her on what? And out. And the thing is this, I've always said, nobody has ever come up to us in our, I guess we've been doing radio now for almost 20 years. Nobody's ever come up to us and said, man, I love your show. That sports opinion you gave me has me hooked.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Tolo.
It's the opportunity to bond and connect with you guys and to make your day a little bit better by having you laugh. That's what it's all about. So she gets it. You get it. Thank you for listening. We greatly appreciate it.
I want everyone to come out to Fanniversary on Saturday at Texas Live from 12 to 4. But I really don't want to get any sports fights with anyone. I just kind of want to, you know, hang out.
Oh, I do.
Let's talk about life. What's going on? You know, it's that type of thing. And we can talk Cowboys and we can talk sports on stuff a little bit if we want. But I'm not trying to sports fight with you. We're just here to hang out. That's what we're doing. So 12 to 4 Saturday at Texas Live.
Save your sports fights for Shippy. All right, it's Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, Broaddus gives us a detailed look at what is going on with the Cowboys defense. But before all of that, it's your chance to turn it on, leave it on. Our national cash contest continues each hour. We're giving you a chance to win $1,000. All you have to do is text the word of the hour to 72881. And that word right now is chart.
Chart?
No, chart.
How are you spelling that?
C-H-A-R-T.
Oh.
Chart. No. Chart.
Okay.
C-H-A-R-T. Text that word right now to 72881, and you'll have a chance to win. One,
not shark.
$1,000. Good luck, everybody.
Is that a fart?
Coming up next, we'll get into that broadest breakdown.
Yes, Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. We are at Tender Smokehouse in Frisco, 4226 Preston. Just had some folks from the Cowboy Club come in and hang out. Are we out of Tolo Flags? No, we still have Tolo Flags.
Wow.
How about that? A lot of folks coming out here, hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Look for Steven. If you come out here, Big Dong Steven will get you taken care of if you're out here.
Wow.
Tender Smokehouse in Frisco.
Do we have G-Bag flags, Big Dong Jeremy?
We'll get into some Tom Brady stuff coming up next, and then we'll get back into the Jerry Jones audio. But, man, we're having a great time out here at Tender. You can watch World Series Game 1 tonight, Max Scherzer against Garrett Cole, Nationals Astros. You can watch the game with Torrey Hunter at his barbecue restaurant, Tender Smokehouse. Have you guys been enjoying the food to this point?
I'm so blown away. Now, I've had it before, but I had never had the beef rib, Ben. And you let me get some of that beef rib that you ordered up, and that was incredible. And then we went back in on more brisket, and it's just so freaking good.
Just to get to a few text messages here, a lot of people texting in the word chart.
Nice.
That's not the word. Yep. It was chart.
You win.
And it was to 72881.
They'll still get some kind of something.
We had Derek Holland texting us the word to our cell phones yesterday.
Yeah, that didn't
and I
help
still
him.
Think he didn't understand. He's like, because we said, hey, you don't text them to us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He said, if I win, I'm going to donate it to charity. Love you, Derek.
Guys, text in the word to Ben and Skin.
If you have our cell phones, text us the word. But we're getting lots of text messages here. We want to read some of them. Here's one that says, just pulled up to a FedEx truck at a red light, and he's listening to the show. So thank you to all FedEx drivers out there listening to the Ben and Skin Show. We greatly appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And screw those UPS guys.
Here's one that says the Broncos would be better off without, or the Broncos would be better off with Romo.
Just kidding, UPS guys, having fun.
I'm down with the Brown.
You guys want to comment on that? You think Romo?
No.
Then Flacco?
No.
You take Flacco over Romo?
No, I take Romo over Flacco.
I mean, how long until Romo's ready to play? He's been playing golf for the last 3 years.
Well, you know,
he's ready right now. What the hell are you talking about?
Hypothetically, you'd say that, you know, in Romo was in prime condition to play.
All right, hold on. Oh, and yeah.
If we're being realistic about it, he's not ready.
Right. No.
Ever again.
Yeah, if Romo's been in football shape for even a month, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
But I have a theory that if you've stopped being hit by giant 250-pound men that run a 4.5 for a three-year period, the next time you get hit, it's going to feel a lot worse than it did 3 years ago.
You don't know what he does in his free time.
That's right.
That's a good point.
He might have like it set up to where defensive linemen are hitting him all the time.
Right. That's true.
In pads, full pads.
While he's putting.
I think he plays golf in full football pads.
What about just having to get a putt in before a guy runs on the green and tackles
football,
you?
Football is a contact sport at any level.
Thank sure you, Too Tall. Shippy, quit texting me the word to my cell phone. First of all, you can't win.
Oh.
And you know better than anyone, you text the word of the hour to 72881.
And by the way, the word is not shaft.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I said?
Please. I feel like there's never been more confusion over the word.
It's every time. But, yeah. Hey, that one guy in Euless got $1,000, and maybe you'll have a chance to.
Yeah. We're all big fans of the great Brian Broaddus, former NFL scout, and he always puts out a column called Scout's Eye. Grading the standouts on defense is the focus of this week's Scout's Eye. And so sometimes we roll through some of this just to get his thoughts on some of the things that happened in the game on a Tuesday. Let's start with the penalty on Jalen Smith for roughing the passer, which really that kept the Eagles' only touchdown drive alive. And it was a third down. And Brada says, initially, I thought it was an unnecessary play by Smith, but going back and studying it, Wentz rolls right into him with Andre Dillard pushing him right into the quarterback. Smith was attempting to go after the ball, but his elbow ended up hitting Wentz's head, and those calls are going to be made every time. It was just a tough break for Smith on an aggressive play, and I feel the exact same way. If you think about it, that kept that drive going. They were able to get a touchdown out of it, but it was unnecessary. I feel like it was a situation where it wasn't intentional.
No.
You know, Jalen Smith's got his hands up to hit the ball, and okay, there's a little bit of helmet contact, but I didn't feel like that needed to be called. Look at all the hits Dak took last week that were not called. That was ridiculous.
I think Carson ran his helmet into Jalen's forearm that was just kind of up in the air. I thought that was a terrible call. But anything that is even remotely up around the helmet, they're going to call it. It just sucks. And quite honestly, that's something that they should go back and review. That was terrible, dude. That's a game-changing play, possibly.
Guys, we are getting good reaction from our sweet, sweet UPS drivers. Thanks all of you for listening.
Yep.
You guys are trashing KT, which I think is rightful.
I'm down with the Brown.
I think you should be doing that. Here's a guy that says, "Sir, I guess I'll turn my stream off. Mesquite to Little Rock. Back to Mesquite. UPS going to have to find a new station." No, you won't, sir.
Sir, and we want all our UPS drivers having powerful streams. So yeah. don't mess around with that.
So yeah. we're learning that the UPS drivers don't get misdirection humor is what we're finding out.
Right. We love us.
I do UPS. Like this guy. He says, "I'm a UPS driver. Tolo might have to bring back G bag during this time slot after that comment." And I would say, sir, I totally welcome that.
I have no problem with G bag going from 10 to 7 every day. I personally
I'm
think
Fartman
they
on
have
Snapchat.
Hold on, Gavin. I think stop promoting that. I think that would be good. I think 10 to 7 every day from the G-Bag Nation would be
all perfect. Right, Daddy. Yes. By the way, here's one that says, "I'm with FedEx delivering right now. Love listening to you guys while on delivery. Makes the day go better." That's why I love Sports Talk Radio. It just makes the day fly by, or talk radio in general. By the way, we're at Tender Smokehouse in Frisco. You can come see us in person if you'd like to stop by 4226 Preston. They've got catering here also. How about catering for the holidays?
Oh, wow.
You can do that. Check them out on their website or stop by the store for more information. You can absolutely find out about Tender Smokehouse catering your holidays. All right.
I'm in on that, dude.
Here's Angelo Cataldi listening. He texts in, "Hi, KT."
Oh, wow, that's great.
That's got to be Cataldi.
He's the only one that says that.
Hey, we got Amazon drivers texting in. We got DHL drivers texting in. Thank you, guys. It's Saginaw right now. I got a Lyft driver texting in.
Yuck.
Wishing he was at Tender Smokehouse. So thank you guys so much for listening.
Back to Broaddus.
Hold on. I kind of hear that Cataldi drop where he's driving by. You know how the UPS trucks, there's no doors on it? He's just driving by real fast in a UPS truck with no door yelling, "Hi, KT," as he drives by.
Scout's Eye. Let's Broaddus starts talking about Lyle Collins. He says he did an amazing job on Brandon Graham. Actually, this is what he said. He said, it's never easy dealing with Graham, especially with his quickness off the edge. Despite having a brace on his left knee, Collins was able to get away from the line quickly and efficiently. It never appeared that he was laboring or struggling one bit. Think about that, dude. Lyle, those guys, Lyle, Tyron gave up a sack, but
yeah,
they came back and they played at such a high level, and it's crazy that they were even able to play. I did find myself thinking late in the game when the Cowboys were winning by 50 and Garrett still had all the guys who just barely got cleared at the last second to play hurt.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is it necessary to have Lyle or Tyron or Amari or Dak or any of these guys or Zeke or any of these important guys? Why are they even in this game during this blowout? Did you all find yourselves thinking that?
I think I actually tweeted during the right after the Woods interception. I was like, do not send those guys back in.
Finish the fight.
Like, you've got it socked away now. The Eagles would have had to score four, basically three touchdowns and a field goal at that point, and that's even including two-point conversions. That's not going to happen in 11 minutes of football. You made it. You did a great job. Go ahead, but that's not what they do, man. I couldn't believe they sent those guys back out there.
Broadus talks about the job that Byron Jones did on Alshon Jeffrey. This is at DallasCowboys.com, the Scout's Eye. Definitely worth your time to read. We can't even get through all of it. This is just some of the best stuff. He said, Broadus said, all week long, I was talking about how these corners needed to make Alshon Jeffrey fight for contested catches. Byron Jones was able to do just that. Then he talks about the Xavier Woods play where he wiped out a brilliant play with an unnecessary roughness call. Broadus says Woods couldn't pull off and avoid the contact, and he blasted Jeffrey anyways. But Broadus says it really wasn't a bang-bang play. It just wasn't that close, and he felt like Woods could have backed off, but he just didn't have the body control to do that. Do you think that was a deal where it is happening super fast for Woods, or do you think he was like, man, I'm going to take this opportunity to punish this dude?
I would think it's more the latter, Ben. It may be that he was just committed to the play and was so dialed in on making that happen that he – but I thought it was a penalty.
It's wild when they slow it down, it changes how you think about things. But yeah. I remember going, man, it really did feel like he had a full second to – pull off his route there.
It's possible, though, that he didn't see the ball being dropped.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, because if the guy's hanging on to the ball, it's not a penalty. Second, the guy didn't make the catch. That is possible that he didn't see that he dropped the ball.
All right, we're getting more text messages.
It's unreal.
We have so many delivery drivers. This is awesome. You guys are perfect to listen to our show, and we're grateful for your loyalty because you're in your trucks all day driving around, and certainly we hope we make the day go faster for you. Here's a guy that texts in and says, I drive and deliver hazmat chemicals. Not going to say the name of the company because I don't have a license for it, but I listen every day. Go Cowboys.
That's great.
But I'm always attracted to when guys put their nuts on the line.
This guy says, amazing.
What the hell, homies? No love for us Uber drivers? You bet your ass we got love for Uber drivers. Thanks to all Uber drivers out. Thanks to everybody out there listening.
But Amazon drivers are wanting some shout-outs. Yeah. Also USPS.
Yep.
Always big fans of you guys. Hey. And the Sparklets crew, the water. Those guys are always doing great work out
there.
Yeah,
shout out to the IndyCar drivers out there. Andretti and the gang.
Here's another guy in his car. Greetings from your local state trooper. Wish I could come by and grab some ribs. Maybe another day. Hashtag Tolo. Much respect to you, sir. Be safe out there. We greatly appreciate you listening.
By the way,
this is so cool.
Ben, do you want to take to the air what you were saying earlier that you can talk your way out of any ticket? Did you want to
issue that? I just unbuttoned my shirt a little bit and
I lean over, push
my shoulders together. And, hi, officer.
Hello.
No, I don't know. I've never been able to
talk my way.
I did talk my way out of one ticket. We were on our way to Cowboys training camp one year, and it was the win. It was in San Antonio. And that gauntlet from Dallas to Austin is one of the most dangerous stretches of road tripping in America, according to fakestats.com.
It's a good site.
But, dude, there's so many young kids on their way to Austin.
Yeah.
And they drive very aggressively. And, man, it seems like the speeds can just get outrageous. And so there was one point where I got pulled over, and I could tell it was a rookie officer. And I was able to get out of the ticket by saying, sir, I think you meant to pull over the other white car. And I mentioned there was another white car that passed me. It was similar to my car.
Right.
But it was different. It had custom rims, and that car was flying. I had to, like, get over to get out of the way. And I could see the wheels spinning in his head. He was like, okay, I'm pretty sure it was okay.
I said, God, I just wanted to pull you over. I don't know if I wanted this whole story.
Now, we did have.
It's exhausting.
Then you fished it out.
We did have a guy who was a police officer tell us. He was a former Dallas police officer, and he told us the one time he ever let a guy out of a ticket was he pulled him over, and he got to the car. And when he got up, when the officer got up to the window of the car and he looked in, the driver had his pants down and his hands were covered in butter. and he had one of those giant tubs of butter. And so he's like, man, I don't want that guy touching my ticket book. So, like, he has this leather-bound book that people write tickets on. He didn't want to hand it to him. So once he knew that the guy was sober, he just told him to put his pants on and to go home. But he didn't give him a ticket because he didn't want his butter all over. And that's why I travel with all that butter.
Yeah.
I always have butter. So if I get pulled over, it's just like I pretend like I'm the popcorn. Yeah. And here comes the butter.
There is a lot of times you just simply can't make it home and you got to butter up.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens all the time. By the way, I'm a little angry with you, Ben.
Yeah.
Because we got some listeners out there that are very disturbed that they've been left out. I would like to give a shout out to all the pool guys out there.
Oh, yes.
Having to go from pool to pool all throughout the day. Don't forget, if you're driving from pool to pool, we support you on the Ben and Skin Show as well.
Yeah. Oh, here's another state trooper. He says, I'm a state trooper in the Waco area, which, God, the signal's incredible. It reaches all the way out there. He goes, you'll get some crazy crashes on 35 for sure. So, UPS guys. God, so many drivers. Thanks to all of you guys. Thanks to everybody.
Are fun, guys.
They're a lot of fun.
The UPS driver said he actually pulled up next to that one FedEx driver who was at the red light and gave him the bird. So, but it's good that we can all have fun on a Tuesday after the Cowboys got a big win. And 4-3, first place.
And here's one, too. All our very brave stay-at-home dads out there that are listening.
Yes.
Waiting for their kids to get off school in 3 hours. Shout out to those guys putting in great, great work.
God, we got Ben should be happy for all the bug killers out there, yes?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm not a fan of the bugs. By the way, I've been dealing with a wasp. Infiltration.
Well, like a lot of white, angry.
No, actual wasp out there. A couple kids got stung, had to get people out there, and they did a great job. Can't say the name of their company. They're not advertising. But thank you guys so much. Thanks for all the text messages that are pulling in. I apologize that Skin wouldn't give a shout out to taxi drivers.
There's a reason for that.
That hurt me deeply. But thank you guys so much. And yes, here's somebody listening from the military base at Fort Bliss on the radio.com app. Thank you very much.
Named after Dave Bliss, former Baylor coach.
Hey, hold on. The text messages are going so fast.
Wanted him to sprinkle
drugs
on the
tech guy. Now people are just texting in saying what they do for a living.
Yeah.
That's the power of text messages, guys.
Somebody says you're going to start a riot between UPS and FedEx. No, guys.
Yes.
No.
Stir it up.
You don't have to go to war for your bosses, your giant corporate bosses that you deliver for.
Yeah, you do.
You want to be friends with all the delivery companies, so if you get screwed around at one delivery company, you can go to another one.
Yeah, remember, guys, your corporate overlords never think you're replaceable.
Right.
Make sure and go to the mat for them.
Yeah, don't go to the mat for them, fellas. Just make sure you're getting that money to take care of your families. And make sure you keep listening to us, the Ben and Skin Show. We're grateful for your time. All right, coming up next, let's get into this Tom Brady news. Is Tom Brady looking to go to another team? We also, did he do something that disrespected his owner, Robert Kraft? We'll talk about that next right here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Shippy. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan, coming to you live from Tender Smokehouse in Frisco. Man, folks are piling in here. This is great.
Awesome turnout on a Tuesday, man. Are you kidding me? But then again, there's never a bad day for barbecue, Ben.
No, and I think people are taking us very seriously, as well they should, when we recommend delicious barbecue. I think this is as good as any barbecue I've ever had in my life.
Yep.
And Tory Hunter's out here. He's a part owner of this restaurant. And Dante and Eddie are out here. And, look, you can hang out, meet Tory Hunter. And then tonight he'll be watching Game 1 of the World Series here. The Nationals against the Astros. Max Scherzer against Garrett Cole. And I saw this on Twitter the other day. I apologize. I can't remember who said this on Twitter, but I agree wholeheartedly. And it was somebody had tweeted out, look, if you're pulling for the Astros in the World Series because they're from Texas, you're not my kind of person.
Huh.
Like, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You don't say, well, I don't really have a dog in the hunt. You know what? I'm going to pull for the Astros. The hell you are.
Right.
The Astros are our sworn enemy. They live in the armpit. The armpit is so peanut butter and jelly about everything we got going on here in DFW. And if anything, you should be rooting for anybody playing the Astros, especially in the World Series.
I don't find the Nats to be unlikable in any way.
We were the Nationals.
Yeah. We were the Senators.
The same thing.
Kinda.
That's what we were.
Yeah. Back in,
this
what,
is a very
71?
Easy one. It's very laid out for you right here.
Yeah.
This is very simple. You're pulling for the Nationals. If you're pulling for the Astros, you have issues.
I agree. Now, the last round was impossible.
That was a tough one.
You don't. You just simply just
you say, who cares?
You divest from it. Right, right. You have no choice.
And the Nationals did their job because I wasn't going to pull for the Cardinals either. So
right.
The Nationals did their job. We got someone to pull for.
We got someone to pull for. It's a good point.
It's very easy.
Here's a guy who says, you guys suck, but I'll keep listening. Appreciate that.
Oh, dude, yeah. Had a great moment where Atolo just came up and goes, hey, man, you've said many times that no one will ever come get in your face and say that you suck. Well, I'm here to tell you that you suck.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun.
He's a Northern California guy. He just says it sucks that you guys have been talking about how good the barbecue is, and he can't have any because he's in California.
Here's one who says, how about some love for the guys taking a fake sick day so they can play FIFA all day?
I
do respect the hell out of that. Also, the guy who just stayed home dads, that's the best gig in the world.
It's pretty awesome. That was my proudest moment as a dad is when we had Dez on the show, and he said he wanted to be a stay-at-home dad when he grew up.
That's the smartest kid ever.
That's pretty great.
Like, a stay-at-home dad, if my wife was crazy rich, you know how awesome that would be?
Mm-hmm.
Describe your day. Describe your day. And this is based on a text message we got. Describe your day if your wife was a gazillionaire and you were a stay-at-home dad.
I'd get up in time to watch Jeopardy at 3 o'clock.
Oh, you wouldn't take your kids to school?
No. Dude, we're rich. Think I can pay somebody to do that.
You got a school butler?
Yeah.
That's right, Shippy.
And then play golf until the sun goes down, and then drink heavily, and then watch sports, and then get up and do it all again.
Pretty good.
That's what I would do. I would become really good at Fortnite.
You guys are trying too hard.
Really good.
We're sweaty tryhards.
That's right. Sweaty tryhards indeed. All right, I want to get into some Tom Brady stuff. By all means, keep texting in. We will read your text. No, sir, you cannot order barbecue on the Tinder app. It's Tinder Smokehouse.
Well, right? You can get some meat on that app if you want to.
Tinder Smokehouse in Frisco. Keep the text messages coming in. We're enjoying it very much.
That's kind of a grinder app, right?
Here's one that says, for the record, you guys are the only sports talk show in the world I listen to from start to finish, and we appreciate that. Thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Mom.
Please keep the text messages coming in. Okay, with regard to Tom Brady, I want to play that Schefter audio because this is pretty shocking. This is last night on the pregame show. Schefter is intimating that maybe Tom Brady would want to play for a different team after this season.
Has he put his home for sale? Yes. Has his trainer put his home for sale? Yes. Has he set up his contract to void after the season to become a free agent? Yes. So if he's selling his home and his trainer's selling his home and he's voiding his contract, what does that tell you? He's setting it up, and we'll see, to move on. Now listen, there are many times people set up things in their life to move on, and they walk to the abyss and they look down and they say, whoa, I'm not jumping now. So he could change his mind. But I'm just telling you, if you look at it in his mind, it has to be clear. He's thinking about leaving New England.
Now, why is Mad Dog reporting this?
That's Schefter. It's not Mad Dog.
That sounded just like Mad Dog, dude.
He's got a reputation of being a hothead.
So what, he's 43 or will be 43
in August?
Yeah.
It's way more likely that he just stops playing football.
I think.
I mean, why would you just keep playing football?
Because he looks like he's 33.
He does look better than he's ever looked. And he is still arguably a top three, top five quarterback in the game. You know, the only reason he would want to go play somewhere else that I can think of is if he hates the owner or hates Belichick and wants to go prove, you know, the people that are like, he only won because of Belichick. He may want to go win somewhere else and prove that it's him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't understand really what would be the upside for him.
I don't understand why. Yeah, I mean,
he's not going to leave.
He's not going to leave. Okay. What's the point?
So I don't know what his relationship is like with Robert Kraft. I would assume it's really good.
It's very good.
It would have to be very good.
It's very good.
Look at what he's delivered for Robert Kraft, right? He's made Robert Kraft a rich man, a richer man.
Dude, wasn't it reported that that Brady was the one that wanted Garoppolo traded?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something that if you have the power to do that, then I would say the relationship with the owner is damn good.
Right. Brady wanted him traded. Belichick did not.
Right.
Right.
Now Belichick turned it into a fantastic deal.
Yeah, and Belichick knew he was a good – Garoppolo was good, though.
Yeah.
So if the relationship is so good, then why would he go on some promo for Paul Rudd's new Netflix show and make fun of guys coming out of massage parlors?
There's a lot that we got to dive into here. So here's how this started. The creator, there's a new show on Netflix called Living With Yourself, starring Paul Rudd. The creator says he wrote this 4 years ago, okay? And he said that, so we'll see. I don't know if you can believe him or not. Uh-huh. Could be damage control. They were looking for someone who was the epitome of excellence. So they send up, Paul Rudd sends Tom Brady an email, and it's thinking, no, there's no chance he'll do this. And Tom Brady says, yes, I'll do it. So they go shoot the scene, and here's what happens in the scene. Basically, Paul Rudd's down on his luck guy, and his buddy's like, man, if you go to this spa, you get this treatment. I've been firing on all cylinders ever since I got this treatment. So Paul Rudd's mad at his wife, and he's just having a hard time, and his car's all clunky. Pulls into this place called the Top Happy Spa, and a guy's walking out as he pulls up to the parking spot. The guy walking out is Tom Brady, who's smiling and looking very refreshed, all right? It's almost like his white teeth are glistening, okay? They sparkle. Ding. And he goes, Tom goes, hey, is your first time? And Paul Rudd goes, yeah, you? And Paul Rudd's like, I can't believe it, it's Tom Brady. And Tom Brady goes, it's my sixth time. Six Super Bowls. Now, they say on the script it was originally five. They changed it to six when they won the Super Bowl last year.
But wait, the sixth Super Bowl happened after the thing with Kraft or before? I can't remember.
Before, right? Because that was this offseason.
Yeah.
So before. So, timelines do matter here.
Yeah.
But this is Tom Brady getting spicy with the media on Saturday when they're asking him all about this. I've got three cuts here. Shippy, fire off cut one.
Well, some of these guys may want to talk about football, but I want to ask you about this video that's making the rounds on Twitter. Walking out of a massage parlor with a big grin on your face. What were you thinking?
That's not what that was about. I think that was taken out of context, just like you're taking it out of context and trying to make it a story for yourself, which has a negative connotation to it, which I don't appreciate. It was meant to be something different than that. So the fact that it's a distraction or you're bringing it up is not something I want to be talking about. So,
wait.
There's a warrior spirit about me.
He said the fact that it's a distraction, he's acknowledging that he created a distraction.
Well, he knew. He'd been ready for this too. Now, he could have shut it down, but it was too late.
He didn't appreciate that.
He didn't appreciate that media guy asking him the question. Now, look, I've seen some people say, look, I watched it and I didn't think once about the Kraft thing. Every time I see a spa, I think about the Kraft thing. So, like, I don't.
That's all I could think about, and it was blatantly obvious.
It seemed very obvious.
This is hypothetical, but imagine the owner of this team that happened to them, and then, you know, Dak or Romo, whoever was the quarterback at the time, was doing a bit based on that.
I think
it's a direct shot.
I don't know if it's true or not. I think Tom filmed this before.
Before that happened?
Because he filmed this after the Super Bowl. So, I mean, the timelines are very close here.
I mean, all that stuff
was coming out was in the off season.
It would have been real easy for him to go, hey, guys, please remove me from that scene because of this.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I guarantee if he shot that before and didn't know, the second it became a story, he would be like, oh, my God, I just did this thing with Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
I think the proper follow-up question here is, all right, that's cool, Tom. What about that time you threw your daughter off that cliff?
Well, here's what happened. No, don't bring that into it.
He saved her life.
Yeah, don't bring that into it.
I think he endangered her.
She endangered herself by not jumping off the ledge. She half-heartedly did it because she was scared. He was already in mid-jump.
I don't appreciate that.
Because he has the spirit of the warrior about him, he was able to save her.
He did not pass down the warrior spirit. And I don't think you can just assume. I think it's a bad idea to lead a 7-year-old to the edge of a cliff in a first
place. Guys, I have a warrior spirit about me.
Everybody shut up.
The kid needed to see the world a little bit. True. Have an adventure. Man. Now, the follow-up question is, well, you're attacking me and saying I'm the one, but he goes, other publications are running with this, too. I left the question in, so you guys can hear it.
Okay.
It's not just me. I mean, the USA Today, which is pretty mainstream, says Patriots QB Tom Brady spoofs Robert Kraft with a cameo at massage parlor. So, I mean, it's not just me.
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create, you know, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed to understand what it's actually about. Have you seen it?
What's it about?
I've seen this. I understand the background of it. And
have you seen it?
Context. Yes, I have.
You see that?
I've seen the context.
And that's what it was about.
No, I know that it wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't about that, except you want to try to use something and use it as, you know, to take it out of context. Is that what you choose to do in the media?
When did you shoot it? Could you not
That's
know?
What we do try to do.
See, this is where I agree with Tom, though.
Yeah, wait.
Because the guy who's asking this question, he should at least go watch it. He should go watch it and understand what it is before he goes ask him about it.
No, he's asking him about something that is a national story. He referenced, hey, this is a national story, so I'm asking you. I'm giving you the chance on record to tell us what it's about.
Well, Saturday, it came out yesterday, he could have gone and watched it.
I know, but Tom didn't say what it's about. Tom said, how dare you shame me for my decision. I mean, it's like, I haven't seen it, KT. All I know is what you've told me, and I'm sitting here going, wait, that's what it's about, right? Can someone
– Okay,
it's so easy for Tom to explain what it's about, but he chooses not to.
Yeah, he could have just said, here's
what
it's about.
What do you think it's
about? Oh, it's very clear what it's about. It's about a guy who's going to a spa to get a treatment that makes him feel refreshed and better.
It's not dirty, it's called Happy Spa.
What does happy have to do with a spa? We all know what that is.
It's a joke. It's a joke, and Tom's not going to – if Tom described it, it's a bigger story. Like he doesn't have a lot of play here. Like there's not a lot he can do.
He should have shut it down.
He should have shut it down.
This is in poor taste. It's out of context now. People aren't going to take it the right way. And maybe he couldn't. If that's the case, he should have said, "Hey, I reached out to Paul Rudd and these guys. We shot it before. I said people are going to take it out of context. It's not." Or maybe he just feels like it's the best thing he can do is pretend it didn't happen.
I think Paul Rudd is feeling bad about this.
I think Paul Rudd feels bad about everything. He's just a sweet man. He's so affable.
Last one. Here's the final question, and then Tom kind of shuts it all down.
If you shot it in the last year, though, wouldn't you know that it might be construed that way?
No, it was shot on a green screen. It was agreed to a year ago. It was written 4 years ago. And I think, again, it's unfortunate that, you know, people would choose to think I would ever do something like that about Mr. Kraft. Or I think that's a very... Just a very bad assessment of my relationship with him. I would never do that.
Since it came out of you.
Okay, let me just say this. That last answer is great. That last answer is great. That could have been his first answer.
Yeah.
Instead, it's the evil media.
He knew it was coming.
Go get him. You guys are making up stuff that everybody's thinking. I mean, I'm just so tired of that crap. It's disingenuous. It's bad for everybody.
I agree.
It's bad for everybody. It's a story. Everyone had the same reaction. How can you be so small-minded to think that people wouldn't think that?
He knew.
Address it head-on instead of go, oh, it's the media. They're evil. They're trying to ruin the world. No, it's an assumption that every living, breathing person immediately made.
He screwed it up. He thought he could bark them down with that, and they'd relent, and they didn't relent, and they kept coming back. And finally, he gave a good answer on the third try.
Yeah.
Right.
And he agreed to it before the playoffs last year. And he said, wait, they wanted to shoot it before the playoffs. And he's like, well, wait till after the season, then I'll come shoot it. And then all that stuff happens in the offseason. So there's a chance he might have forgot about it.
Right.
You know, I do buy that. But, yeah, we're not dumb here.
Blaming other people for your own actions, that's a bigger problem than anything the media is doing.
And also, I think it's a little unfair that because Robert Kraft did something that Tom can't go be in a TV show. Like, he can spoof on it. Why can't it just be funny? Can be the thing he did. It's not hurtful towards anyone.
Because it's embarrassing for Robert Kraft.
Well, he got himself in that,
though. That's true, but if you got yourself into something embarrassing, I wouldn't go humiliate you by cracking jokes about it.
Because
I would be supportive to you as my friend. Like all those real sketchy things you've gotten yourself into that Skin and I have laid off that have been ripe for joking.
Oh, they're coming. Trust me. That's right
around
the corner.
I think I've decided in 2020, fair game.
Yeah.
I just want to wait till we get
really?
To 2020.
Prison rules. Oh,
that sounds like a campaign promise.
All right. I got to get the hell away from you. You got too much dirt on me. All right. Coming up next, the NBA. Coming up next, Jerry Jones was on with Sean and RJ. We got the audio to prove it. Some of the best stuff we didn't get to earlier, we got it for you next on the Ben and Skin Show, live from Tender Smokehouse in Frisco on 105.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.